This conceptual overview of the EHR begins to illustrate some of the complexity of systems and interchanges in HIT. So look closely at this image, and similar to the prior image, you are going to see different elements of an HIT system in acute care. So I just want you to take a moment to study this picture. If you look to the left of the screen, you will see a myriad of different systems such as administration, nursing, the lab, clinical, radiology, etc. Each patient encounter with a department results in the capture of data, and you will see that all of these systems are originating from a single patient, yet they are flowing into a separate data collection. At this point, the data is not integrated. In theory, all of these data collections then feed into a central node, referred to in this picture as the EHR network. The EHR network services are processing the incoming data, interchanging bidirectionally data with a much larger and consolidated EHR data repository. Now, if we look over to the right, we see a consolidated view of a single patient's health record. The EHR network has integrated data from the systems of participating organizations to create the electronic health record for a specific patient. As with every system, there are goals, and in this case, we see the goal or outcome as improved coordination of care for a patient. So, in reality, there are many goals of an EHR, such as improved efficiency, reduction of medical error, improved management of patients and populations, and the list goes on and on. This particular diagram, however, is focused upon improved coordination of care. This very busy picture shows many systems, many intersections, and a very large need for data interchange if we ever expect to get to the goal of improved coordination of care. As mentioned earlier, we can't have interchange of data without standards. I say tomato and you say tomato. Do they mean the same thing?